The obligatory segment in the beginning of any Facebook ads course is to talk about how big Facebook is. And I think many of you know this, but it is interesting when you start seeing some of the data. So let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen now, and we'll look at these notes here. All right. So Facebook has by far the biggest user base. And this data is actually like, as of this recording, and this data is like 2 years old. I think this is the 2021 data. October 21 data. But I couldn't find a newer data set, which I think Wikipedia, you can trust it. It's going to have more or less the newest data. So look at this. Of all the social media platforms in the world, Facebook has by far the largest. I didn't even know it was almost 3 billion. I knew it was surpassing 2.5 billion, but my gosh, almost, well, by this point, now it's 2 years later, it's probably 3 billion by now. And in terms of daily, this blows my mind. This is monthly active users, like people who log in and use the platform at least once a month. This is people who use it every single day. And that's by this point, at least 2 billion people. Now, compare that to YouTube, which has 2.5 monthly active users. And people would even question whether this is called social media or not, right? But anyway, it's a content platform. WhatsApp, which is now owned by Facebook or owned by Meta, I should say, people question whether that's social media. It's more like personal messaging and a little bit of group messaging. But in terms of getting your content out to the most numbers of people possible, Facebook is by far, and of course, Instagram too, which is owned by Meta. These two are by far the easiest ways to get your message out to the most numbers of people. TikTok, you know, to be honest, I haven't used TikTok. Well, I've used TikTok. I have used it as a marketer a little bit. And it just makes me real nervous how much China controls TikTok. And just, I kind of don't want to support that. That's my excuse also, because I'm not that entertaining in under 1 or 3 or even, you know, 6 minutes or whatever the limit is. I'm not that entertaining. I can't dance. So let's see, what else do we, what other options do we have besides Facebook and Instagram? Let's keep going, right? Yes, YouTube, but YouTube ads are much harder to get right than Facebook and Instagram ads, which is why I'm glad you are in this course. But what others? Yeah, if you're not entertaining, that entertaining, sorry, TikTok's not going to work well for you, especially if you're not that entertaining to teenagers, because they are the gatekeepers at TikTok, which then this determines whether you think it's seen by a lot more people. I'm not that entertaining to teenagers. WeChat is really more of a personal messaging. My mom and dad use WeChat, really Asian countries, more or less. LinkedIn, 900 million. Certainly, I have a whole course on LinkedIn, and I agree with that. That's really the next platform. So really, we're talking in terms of getting your content out to the most numbers of people easily. It's Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and LinkedIn ads. It's really those three options. What other options do you have? I mean, let's keep going, right? What other options do you have? What, Snapchat? Are you kidding me? Not really, not anymore. Do you know anyone who uses Snapchat regularly? I don't. Right. What else do we have? Pinterest, really monthly active users is under 100 million, or okay, fine, over 100 million by this point, whatever this point means. Yeah, over 100 million, I'm sure. But really, come on, compared to 2 billion daily active users. Now, you might say to me, George, more people doesn't mean that it's a better fit for me. I use Pinterest because it reaches more women of a certain value set. Okay. But those women are also on Facebook and Instagram, multiplied by probably 10 times. People have to understand this. Oh, George, Facebook people are not the right fit for me. Instagram people are not. No, the fact that they are the biggest platform, let's get this correct here. The fact that there is just about 2 billion daily active users on Facebook means that tell me any demographic you want to reach, any value set, any age range, any location, any profession. You can target, you could target specific professions on Facebook. Did you know that? And in Instagram, people who work at specific companies who have specific job titles. It's ironically probably cheaper and easier to target executives on Facebook than it is on LinkedIn. It's certainly cheaper, for sure. It's like by 5 to 10 times cheaper to target managers and executives and HR professionals and whatever, whoever you want to reach. You want to speak in companies? You want to do workshops at corporations and organizations? Facebook ads might actually get you there faster than LinkedIn ads. Certainly, it'll get you there cheaper. So any demographic you want to reach, stay-at-home moms, corporate executives, you know, people who are interested in particular holistic methodologies or open to that, there are more of those people on Facebook and Instagram than there are on Pinterest, period. total user base. You see what I mean? So this is why I'm glad that you're in this course. And like I said, this is the obligatory lesson in every Facebook ads course, how big this thing is, but hopefully not just how big. I never liked how those other courses explained it. Hopefully this explains it to you a little bit better. It's that the demographics are easier to reach for any specific demographic than it is cheaper and easier to reach than any other platform.